As we think of the ways Jesus interacted with people who came to him or whom he encountered, we think of grace and kindness, knowing that those people needed him and needed saving. As Christians, we receive grace, a beautiful gift from God. John 1:17 says, "The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Where does this grace come from? John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Paul reminds Timothy that God has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1, 9-10. We must remember that grace through faith is why we are saved, and that this is the gift of God. We are not saved by works so that we cannot brag about our efforts. Ephesians 1, 8-9. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, as we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Holy night.